very serious claims that Chinese-owned agribusiness has manipulated Australian wheat futures contracts. The Australian Securities and Investment Commission has launched legal action against the company COFCO International Australia, a subsidiary of COFCO, which is China's largest food processor and is owned by the Chinese government. So let's try to unravel what's happened here. Andrew Wiedemann is the Director of Grain Producers Australia. Andrew, explain it simply what ASIC is alleging here.
Yeah, so look, ASIC are alleging that COFCO has taken a trading position more or less at a close of business, and then that's been a profit venture for the company themselves, which is outside of the rules of engagement in the futures markets. But I think it also draws the conclusions here that at least ASIC is watching these processes that are occurring between trades, and obviously the futures market is quite a complex position for a number of people, and it's also probably a wake-up call to other traders in terms of their operations surrounding the futures market. And I think given ASIC's position on this, at least it gives growers confidence that somebody is performing the watchdog of these operations and outcomes.
Now, ASIC says this conduct is commonly referred to as marking the close. So how does it work? I gather it was in January 2023 when Russia was about to invade Ukraine?
Yeah, that's correct, Libby. So it goes back and predates it, but it, essentially it's a closing position on the market, which is underselling their position, as I understand, and then they're able to profit on that closeout. But look, it's probably more of a technical issue, and obviously it's still subject to going through the courts to work through the issues as that's surrounding it. And so I think in this case, we need to just wait and see what falls out of those discussions and the court proceedings that are taking place.
And it was done by an Australian employee of the company?
Yeah, I believe so. And look, and again, we don't quite obviously understand the circumstances that that person was under in that process as well, Libby. But I think at the end of the day, look, we as growers want competition in the marketplace. We want the best prices on the day that we can sell against. And I think that's what the industry needs to continue to work towards having, is that open and transparent marketplace. And obviously we've been on the program talking about things like the wheat port code and a form of regulation, and we obviously see that, you know, potentially sunsetting, but we still want to make sure that we have competition and we have the ports and other things operating efficiently as well. And again, all of these things mean that we still have to have some level of regulation, in my view, to try and make sure that we get that transparency and openness in the marketplace. And farmers and those in the supply chain have got confidence in the market that it's been, you know, established prices are fair and that people are going to get paid.
And if I can quote ASIC, it alleges COFCO manipulated contracts on 34 occasions. The conduct's illegal, it says, and erodes trust and confidence in our markets, increases costs for participants, hurts farmers, food manufacturers, importers and exporters. So